نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما. سورة النبأ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عما يتساءلون؟ عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون. كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون. What are they asking one another about? About the great news, about which they are in disagreement. Nay, they will come to know. No, again they will come to know. Have we not made the earth as a bed, and the mountains as pegs? And we have created you in pairs, and we have made your sleep as a thing for rest, and we have made the night as a covering, and we have made the day for livelihood, and we have built above you seven strong heavens, and we have made therein a shining lamp, and we have sent down from the rainy clouds abundant water, that we may produce therewith corn and vegetation, and gardens of thick growth. Inna yawmal fasli kana miqata. Indeed, the day of decision is a fixed time. We find in Surah An-Naba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what are these people arguing about? What are these people disputing about? And think of all the endless debates and discussions such as people adore to have, that, well, will there be a day of judgment or not? Is there an azab in the grave? And when is this day of judgment going to come? Allah says, what are these people on about? Have they not observed the worldly blessings Allah has created for them? Look at the contrast between the verses. The surah starts with Allah asking, what are people talking about? What are people involved in? What are they spending their precious moments in? Although Allah has created this myriad blessings for us to reflect upon, and what decision should we arrive when we reflect upon everything in the universe? Inna yawmal fasli kana miqata. The day of judgment is a fixed time. None knows of its coming, but that does not alter its inevitability. يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي السُّورِ فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجًا. The day when the trumpet will be blown, and you shall come forth in crowds, group upon group. Now if you think of one graveyard, take Jannatul Baqi for instance, the graveyard in Medina. Do we even know the number of people buried there? Allah says, the day when the trumpet shall be blown, and you shall come forth in crowds. وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا. The heavens shall be opened, and they shall become gates. And the mountains shall be moved away from their places. فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا. And they will be as if they were a mirage. Now imagine the mountains. Mountains which symbolize intense physical power, intense immobility, something which cannot budge from its place. Allah says, they will become as if they were a mirage. إِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ كَانَتْ مِرْصَادًا لِلطَّاغِينَ مَآبًا. Truly hell is a place of ambush. What is this place of ambush? A hidden place of the hunter where he traps the unwary prey, where he traps the one who doesn't want to think about the hereafter, or the one who is not ready for the hereafter. Truly hell is a place of ambush, a dwelling place for those who transgress. They will abide therein for ages. Now you'll notice that there's no mention here of the non-Muslims or Muslims. For all those who transgress, for all those who disobey Allah, for all those who exceed the limits of Allah's obedience. لابثين فيها أحقابا. They shall live therein for ages. Nothing cool shall they taste therein, nor any drink, except boiling water and dirty wound discharges. Now you read this and you feel sickened, and you think, isn't that harsh? So Allah reminds us, جزاءً وفاقا, an exact recompense. These people earn this hell. It's not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sadisticness or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's cruelty that He's punishing them unfairly. An exact recompense. For indeed they used not to hope for a reckoning, but they belied our signs. And there's one form of denial where you're verbally saying, I don't believe in it. And there's one form of denial in which you're not saying anything, but your actions prove that you're not concerned about the hereafter. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا. And all things we have recorded in a book. Their rebellions, their sins, their mutiny. So taste you the results of your evil actions. فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. No increase shall we give you except in torment. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا. Indeed, for the Allah conscious, there will be success. Gardens and vineyards, and young shapely maidens of equal age. وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا. And a full cup of wine. لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا كِذَّابًا. No false talk shall they hear therein, nor any lying. Now only people whose conversations in this world were pure, free from gossip, free from slander, free from backbiting, will be granted these conversations in Jannah. جزاء من ربك. A reward from your Lord. An ample, calculated gift. رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن. From the Lord of the heavens and the earth. And whatsoever is in between them. Ar-Rahman. The most forgiving. The most loving. The most merciful. لا يملكون منه خطابا. With whom they cannot dare to speak. Now look at the beautiful contrast. You read Ar-Rahman and you think, Allah will forgive me. Allah will forgive all my sins and Allah loves me. Allah reminds us, do not be deluded into thinking that Allah's mercy will forgive even those sins which you're recklessly sinning. Like people say, oh, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. And He wants us to sin so He can forgive us. Allah says, true, He is a Rahman, but none will dare to speak before Him. The day that Jibreel and the angels will stand forth in rows, they will not speak except whom Ar-Rahman allows. And He will speak what is right. People who say, oh, I just explain to Allah, oh, I just ask Allah about this. Allah reminds us, La yus'alu amma yaf'alu, wa hum yus'alun. Allah cannot be asked about what He does. They shall be asked. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقُّ. This is the true day. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبًا. So whoever wills, male, female, young, old, rich, poor, black, white, whoever wills, let him seek a place and a way to his Lord. And we have indeed warned you of a near torment, the day when man will see that which his own hands have sent forth, the deeds which we ourselves earned. وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. And the disbeliever will say, woe to me, would that I were dust. And this will happen after those Muslims who have been thrown in hell have been punished for their sins, and they have burnt that duration. And the kafirs will taunt them and say, well, what's the difference between us and you then? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon hearing these words, will be so furious, and He will take out those believers from hell because they'll have burnt for their sins. And at that point, the kafir will realize that for him, there is no way out ever. And he will say, Ya laytani kuntu turaba. Alas, would that I were dust.